The heat of the fire crawled up my back. The building trembled as the roof fell apart behind me. Students and teachers screamed at me from the courtyard. Well, not at me, but the giant me, crushing trees beneath his feet. I was running out of time, and I knew it. I had 10, maybe 20 seconds before the 100-foot-tall monster started throwing his truck-sized fists at me. Like, there was a good chance I wasn't going to see the next sunrise. So, of course, the creamy, brain-filled center of my skull chose that exact moment to flash my life before my eyes. Flash wasn't the right word. Unfolded like a book with drawings was probably a better way to put it. It all started on that hot summer night 8 months ago. Chapter 1, 7 p.m., Thursday, 8 months ago. My whole life changed, all because I wanted a peanut butter cup. It was the end of summer vacation, and I was in my basement, binging the second season of that cheesy Batman show from the 60s, starring the greatest of greats, Adam West. I was the little piggy that stayed home that summer, soaking up old TV shows like a sponge. They were a nice distraction from how boring my life was after my best friend, Finn, moved away only 3 months before. His dad got a job across the country that needed his family to relocate, like, stupid fast. One weekend, Finn and I were building cabins in the woods. The next weekend, he was gone. I tried to make it a no-bummer summer, but even with the awesome title, it was still a vacation slathered in lame sauce without my best friend. Before starting the third season of Batman, I decided I needed a snack encounter of the peanut butter kind. That, and I probably needed to air myself out. Clothes get funky pretty fast when you're in a dark basement all day. I hopped on my bike, rode to the gas station a block over, and slapped 4 quarters on the counter like I was a big shot with cash. "A package of your finest peanut butter cups, good sir," I said. The gas station clerk groaned. The little bell jingled behind me as the flimsy screen door slammed shut. I slipped my snack into my back pocket, grabbed my bike, and pedaled for home. A decent end to a decent day. And then some kid shouted for help in the distance. It sounded like, "Help!" I shrugged it off and kept riding. I had only about 5 minutes until my peanut butter cups melted in my back pocket. BTW, peanut butter cups are my fave. I love them. But would I marry one? Probably not. But only because my second love, the PB&J Sammy, would get jelly. Get it? Jelly. I wonder what a peanut butter cup wedding would even look like. Never mind. Although my dad calls me creative, and my mom says I'm a free spirit, I, Ben Braver, am really just the most normal 11-year-old boy in the world. Nothing special here. I've got hobbies like everyone else. I love riding my bike through the woods. I play video games like it's my job. I'm a movie buff, too. My favorites are awful sci-fi ones from the 50s with titles like The Day of the Triffids, and where they say things like, "Her brain kept alive by experimental science." And I read books. Comic books. Honestly, comics are more than a hobby. They're my way of life. It's soups nerdy, but I secretly dream of becoming a superhero. I bet you do, too. Ever stare out the window and imagine yourself flying through the clouds, running at super speed, saving the day? Remarkable. That's what I'd be if I were a superhero. If I were, then maybe kids would actually notice me. But I'm not, so they don't. I'm the soggy fries at the bottom of the carton, the powder at the end of a box of cereal, the last kid standing when teams are picked.